This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So Travis Kelce is opening up about how his life has changed since he started dating Taylor Swift in 2023. He was on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast and was asked how his life has changed since he began dating the world's biggest pop star.
Sure.
Quoting here from Kelce, it's just the paparazzi. That's probably the only thing. I didn't really grasp until you're in it. And that's probably the craziest part, though. I'm just playing golf, and all of a sudden in the trees, there's a guy with a camera.
Can you imagine? My God.
And it's like, I've got to go to the restroom now. I can't just go over here and take a you-know-what. I've never
Which every golfer uses the entire course as their restroom.
No, I disagree.
Every male golfer does.
Lewd and lascivious, but go ahead.
Quoting here again from Travis, I've never been ashamed of slamming beers.
Yeah.
I just don't want my meat on page six. You know what I mean? We do. We do know what you mean.
Thank you for reading the exact quote.
I didn't read ahead, Sam. Clearly. He says, having fun with it, though, you know, being a couple, dude, you already know it gets thrown out there as if it's like we're trying to seek attention every now and then, but it's like we're just enjoying life and having fun.
Yeah, leave them alone.
Okay. New study finds that people who work in marijuana dispensary stores are the happiest employees in America. Who would have guessed? 92% of employees who work in marijuana and tobacco shops say they are feeling good or amazing about their jobs.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
by the way, that story released by a marijuana magazine.
Is it true? Can I just ask you this? Is it true that liquor stores are robbed a lot, like up there with convenience stores, probably not banks? And then if so, why would the same not be true for the dispensaries?
It most certainly is true, but many dispensaries got armed security right out of the gate.
Bingo.
Because when the state would legalize it,
Bingo.
It was still illegal federally. So banks would not allow these companies to deposit the money directly.
That's right.
So it was a primarily cash-only business until banks started kind of finding loopholes and providing direct ATMs to these different establishments. And so, you know, they were having hundreds of thousands of dollars in their vault every single day, and they couldn't figure out, why do we keep getting robbed?
Huh.
And so right out of the gate, most of them would hire armed security because they wanted to keep their hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yep.
I totally forgot about that. And Paul Walker's character may be coming back to Fast and Furious.
And how would that happen?
Great question. He died in November of 2013. He was last in Fast and Furious 7. They are now filming or getting ready to film Fast and Furious 11, and Vin Diesel is teasing the return of Paul Walker's character, Brian O'Connor.
Which, by the way, if you can watch the end of 7 without crying, you have no soul.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
And then the cars split at the fork.
Are you okay there, buddy?
Having a moment.
I haven't seen Seven.
You haven't?
Not yet.
They were filming it when he died in real life, so, correct?
That is correct. So, go ahead, Sam.
There are random scenes throughout Fast and Furious 7. And, you know, they don't film movies chronologically from start to finish. They film based on the setting, right?
Yeah. Wherever they are at the time.
And so a couple of the scenes at the very end are actually Paul Walker. Most of the scenes are Paul Walker. But there are scenes throughout the movie that they hadn't got to yet when he died in that fiery crash. And they used his brother.
That's brothers,
a lot of makeup,
brothers,
and a little bit of CGI.
That's how you always see Paul Walker in the movie. Is in some scenes, it's one of his brothers, and they superimpose his face on his brother in the editing.
Yep, and it was very easy for them to do because they happen to look alike because they're siblings.
Right.
Yeah.
And now that they're doing the 11th, oh my God, Fast and Furious. I don't know where they keep coming up with these great plot lines. They're going to maybe, or at least Vin Diesel is teasing, they're going to bring him back. But with today's technology, with AI and everything like that, you've got to think it's going to be a lot easier than it was 12 years ago when you had to bring his brothers in.
No, even prior to that, anyone who watched The Sopranos, that was weird because it was before CGI was CGI. And Tony Soprano's mother, okay, his mother's character, the actress who played her in real life, died mid-season. So they thought, you know what? We'll just try to superimpose like her voice over her head and body. It
didn't work.
No. No. It would be like Tony Soprano would walk in and be like, Ma! And then someone who used to be this woman, they tried to match the head with the body.
Why not just film her from behind?
They did what they could with the technology that was available at the time.
Which was the late 90s.
God rest her
early
soul.
Early 2000s.
Still wild that Paul Walker died in a fiery car crash.
I know.
When he was best known for driving cars at ridiculous speeds and doing crazy stunts.
Jimmy Swaggart has died at the age of 90. Quoting here from his family in a statement, "Today our hearts are heavy as we share that Brother Swaggart has finished his earthly race and entered into the presence of his Savior Jesus Christ." Quick break for the news. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.